shit for all my niggas, run away.
Okay, 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 okay.
Down to let it spray. I hit the plug and told him, meet me under lay.
Okay, 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 okay.
Meet me, run away. I did this shit for all my niggas, run away.
Okay, 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 okay.
Down to let it spray. I hit the plug and told him, meet me under lay.
Okay, 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 okay.
Bitch, we got the way. I'm from the strip, that's why that bitch be down to play.
She down to play, she score.
Tony with the A. My nigga got it, he a problem with the K.
He let it spray, he spray.
You niggas switching ways. Not in the streets, then get the fuck up out the way.
Get out my way.
Hey yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Big Mike.
Yeah, it's LZ. You already know.
You know what I'm saying? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. We're back, we're doing it solo. We don't have Super Producer Kev with us, unfortunately, today. He's going through some things out there.
The family.
Keep him in your prayers. We're in LZ's basement, a.k.a. his little brother's love shack.
No, this is Freak Nick.
Yo, it's Freak yo.
Nick.
Bruh, his little brother, bruh, is the most low. Listen, when you have people in your life that you watch grow up, it's so surreal, bro. This young man used to be nothing but the Xbox.
Yep.
And that's all his life.
But that's still what he does, but
man, listen, he got extracurriculars now. And that's called booty, nigga. Nigga, he had a party down here in this
couple
basement,
of them.
Nigga.
He threw multiple bangers.
Yeah, he's the man, he's the dude. And then when your brother a DJ, you got that for the free.
Listen.
You're already plugged up, you know
yeah,
what I'm
he's
saying?
Super
that's
plugged.
Beautiful. Man, I seen him down here. He had little niggas down here playing dice.
Yeah, niggas was playing dice in the corner.
And he got he brought a chair out for the boy.
It was his birthday.
And man, did he get a birthday treat. These little 14-year-olds was down here losing their morals, dog. Like, they didn't know who their parents was.
It was bad because I remember being that age. And it's like, that's the kind of party you wanted to
be. The exact same.
That's the party you wanted to be at.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever went to, do you remember Jaren? Jaren.
Bro, I wasn't cool in high school.
Okay.
I didn't go no
so Jaren, he used to have these parties at his house. He lived over in Sunset Ridge and he used to throw bangers. That's where everybody was basically getting their first piece of butt, right? So
first
right,
little nibble.
Listen,
yo, my
bro,
first
that was
party
the place.
Was my first nibble of a party. That was in Burlington City.
Oh God!
And you could only imagine.
Ugh, you was.
You would think ugh. That it was a lot of ace.
Oh really?
A lot of ace that didn't know their father, but ace nonetheless. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they live closer to their uncle than their dad.
Listen.
They call their mom Karen and call grandma mom.
Mom was Shalisa.
Mom was Lisa. Get the fuck out of here. Don't tell me what to do, bitch.
Nah, but.
But nah, yo.
I remember it. But just seeing his parties, how they were. Because it's weird being so old. But I was like, I can't stop it. Because this is the type of parties I was trying to go to when I was that age. So I'm sitting here
this
like.
This is the spot you wanted to be at.
And I'm the one playing the music. And I'm just like DJing like with a real confused look on my face. Like, is this shit okay? Is this like.
When it's perfect.
Listen, we let them party. We let them
do
it.
Then
wanted.
You knew you were kind of tame because the little niggas kept coming up to you. You going to play some Jersey Club?
Yeah.
You want some ass throwing.
Yeah, exactly. But I would play it. You know, they were still at that weird age. So I would play and then nobody would dance.
It's that
so
awkwardness.
It's like,
ooh, girls. But, ooh, girls.
Ooh, cooties. Ooh, cooties.
Yeah. Cooties, but cooties.
Cooties?
Man, it's something was very intriguing about it. We going real off the cuff right now. We don't really got no.
We have no time for nothing. This because actually we should still put this out. We have no time because I actually have to DJ tonight. So me and Mike were trying to figure out like, yo, we don't have Kev, right? So how can we figure out how to record Yeah. And it sound good, and it also sound better than the last episode, because we was like,
you know, as much as we love Kev, there's nothing wrong with Kev. Yeah. He got his own stuff going.
Exactly.
On, and we can't keep taking time out of his day.
Exactly.
To go in his house, his basement.
Kev, if you don't know Kev, Kev is a very busy man.
Yeah.
So the fact that we could even track him down for those two episodes that we had already done was like a kudos to him for making time.
Shout outs to him. We really appreciate everything.
So now.
And we know he will give up any time that's available to him, but it's like, you know, if we can prevent it.
Yeah.
Get some kind of independence.
Exactly.
And give him a little relief, then why not?
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? So this is technically Kev's day off.
Yes. Kev's. Well, yeah. That's the name of the episode.
Kev's day off. And yeah, we don't have much time. This is going to be a short one,
Kevin.
But shout out to Kev.
Shout out to Fred.
Kev is he's really that dude. Also, while I'm on it, shout out to Garden Apparel.
Yes.
Shelby came through with the care package.
Yes.
He dropped off some shirts for me and Mike. I got one for Kev, too. Shout out to Garden Apparel. If you do not follow it, please follow it. Garden App Clothing on Instagram. I'm actually not as drunk as I usually am, so I remembered.
Yes.
It's Garden App Clothing on Instagram.
I saw you crack the bottle.
I cracked it a little bit. Let me take another swig. Listen, hey. you gonna hear the top?
Yeah.
Listen, shout out to Jack Daniels, because that's all I really drink now. I don't know why, though.
You're old, man.
It's just my drink.
Remember
of
them
choice.
Days when we started, we used to do that vodka and cheap vodka?
No, freshman year of college, everybody was drinking Pinnacle.
Oh, God.
Pinnacle, and then they had the whipped cream flavored. And
we had
sweetest fish.
Sophomore year in college, shout out to Montclair State, a.k.a. the Red Hawks. You already know.
Yeah, good Red Hawks.
You know, and shout out to the team. Mm-hmm. We, in sophomore year, we got the bright idea. We're going to get a big bottle of Svedka, because you know, niggas are cheap.
Yeah.
But niggas want to drink and have women around. And, you know, fucking a bottle of liquor is like the bat signal for the hoes. It's like a motherfucking beacon.
Yeah, you literally throw the text. Y'all coming through? We got drinks.
Yeah, we coming.
We got LQ.
Got lick.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Lamar. He's basically like, quote unquote, the leader of the group. Mm-hmm. He makes sure he's the organizer of the function.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He leads the liquor in. He organizes the liquor runs.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shy for the whip.
Everybody had to play their role.
Man, listen, yo. Special shout out to Rashad, man, for being the only freshman on campus
his
own whip. He was so valuable. Niggas
that's
taxis everywhere. Yeah, we had a whip. Like,
bro, that's like having LeBron on your team.
Yeah.
Like, he good.
Yeah,
like,
we straight. Good. We don't, taxi? Nigga, suck my dick from the.
And there was no Uber.
There was no Uber back then. You were calling African taxis. Yeah.
I took a couple of those.
Boy, man. Where you want to go? Nah. Fuck out of here. I want to go home. Where
you
want to be safe,
nigga? You get to the spot, he try to charge you more. Like, bro, on the phone, you said it was
before
30.
We pulled off. You said 15.
Now you
saying 25.
Your energy's real different.
Blow dick, bro.
Your energy's real different, Habib.
Yeah, man. Joel Hans Habib. Know what I mean, shout out to Embiid out here. Killing it on the court.
Listen,
JJ's out here balling. But either way,
Sixers.
Back to the story.
We busting their ass, by the way.
We are busting their ass right now.
Oh, yeah, back to the story. Yeah.
So you know, Lamar, he was a big proponent of, I'm drinking, so all you niggas gonna drink, and y'all niggas gonna go as hard as me.
What a team player.
So what a sport, you know. So we out here, we drinking, and he's like, yo. Ain't nobody. He goes to. He's real smooth, slender, tall, dark dude. So he just unassumingly goes to the door, locks it.
Yeah.
It goes, yo. Ain't nobody leaving this motherfucking room till we drink everything out this bottle. And we're like,
nigga.
We finishing this bottle right now. I don't want to hear no shit.
Dog.
You know what I'm saying? So we out there. We had no chasers, and we're just eating straight, drinking, we're drinking straight gasoline.
What that I got so lit. Yeah, man. What, and what was it again? Y'all drinking Sveka?
Sveka.
Straight? Or were y'all mixing it?
We had no mixers. We were just going straight ham. And, you know, one of our friends, he was so drunk, he threw up. He threw up. But he was such a G about it, he threw up into his cup like a gentleman.
Wow.
And then, you know, he was discarded it. But that was...
That is talent.
That was one of many fun nights.
What year was that?
Sophomore year, so that was 2012?
2012. My freshman year, I didn't start drinking until I got to college.
Me neither.
In high school, I don't think I took one sip of anything. So college, you know.
I don't think I even drank when we went to Wildwood.
Nah,
after
I didn't.
High school graduation.
Yeah, I didn't even go.
Not graduation, prom.
Yeah, prom. I didn't even go. My mom said I couldn't go. Yeah, it was slow. But I didn't drink until freshman year, and I remember this one night, it was like the first time I got drunk, right? Went to this frat house. Shout out, I think they're called New Delta Pi.
White.
Yeah, but they were mad cool, though. Yeah. They weren't like your typical, like, white frat. They was actually some cool. They were some cool dudes.
High five, she lying.
Not even, like, they were mad cool, like... They're the type of white dudes, they'd be like, yo, Black Lives Matter, bro, I got you. Like,
we had one that was cool like that, too. Ooh. I want to say.
It wasn't Pike.
Not new, dog. Pike was cool on my campus, bro. They was straight.
How was Teak?
Pike was straight. We didn't have Teak.
Yeah, y'all did.
No, we didn't.
Really?
Nah.
Damn, Teak was running Kane as far as white frats.
Yeah, them. I think they got.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. They probably got canned.
Yeah, man. But go ahead.
Shout out New Delta Pi. They actually let me DJ there a couple times. My boy B. Jones, he was hella cool. So I get down there, and I'm just drinking. Like the only thing that at these college parties was beer or jungle juice because it was a basement joint.
Fair.
So I'm like, I'm trying to get drunk tonight. I'm trying to see what it's all about. I'm going to drink this beer, right?
I'm trying to see what it's something, right?
So I'm just downing these beers, right? Oh, I think God. I had like 6 cups. Because after 3, they start tasting like water.
That mule piss right? water.
So
yeah.
So I drink the beer. Oh, keg's empty. I'm like, nigga, is there jungle juice? They're like, yeah, there's plenty of jungle juice. Now, nobody at this point had told me that you shouldn't drink jungle juice from a frat house because they probably spiked the shit with whatever. Because this is 2010, 2011.
Mommy pulling her drink. Yeah. She ain't know it.
So I don't know what they put in this, but I had a couple cups of that. Know what I mean? So I'm in the party drunk as hell. Not minding my business at all.
You're not.
No, I'm not. I was in there. I was a mess, right? So we go back. Shout out Kyrie, Jalen, all of my niggas. They was just watching over me, right? I remember one point we trying to cross the street, and I'm wilding out. Somebody tries to grab my hand. I think it was Kyrie. I was like, nigga, if you don't get out of here with that gay shit, nigga. Just tweaking.
This is before we were woke.
Yes, before. So I'm like, if you don't get out of here with that gay shit, nigga. In the middle of the street. In the middle of Morris Avenue. I was drunk as hell, but I won't forget that. So we finally get back to the dorm. Bro, I hit the... When my head hit the pillow.
Stop. I don't mean to stop your story. Amir Johnson just took a wild 3, and
he's not here for that.
I'm offended, but go ahead.
So my head hits the pillow. Bow! I'm gone, right? Next morning, I have jazz dance, right?
No, you don't.
I had a jazz dance class.
Jazz dance, nigga.
I was supposed to. I get halfway to class. Well, first of all, waking up was an issue. I threw up like 3 times. I walk halfway to class. And I just stop in the middle of campus, and I'm like, it's not worth it. I turn my ass back around. I actually got out of the bed, turned my ass back around halfway to class, and just slept for the rest of the day. And I think that actually that same weekend, I ended up going home because it was just a weekend to come home.
Right.
I took the train back with my girl with Jazz. Drunk the whole train ride. Get off the train. This is the next day. Get off the train still drunk. Her mom picks us up from the train station. I'm still drunk. I get home still drunk. I didn't throw up for the rest of the day. I get home. My sister and my mom, my whole family was here. They're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nah, I just don't feel well. So I I get into bed. I slept for like 3 hours. I woke up rejuvenated, my nigga. I get up. I'm cool. They're like, I come back downstairs. They're like, You were hungover, weren't you? I didn't really know what a hangover was. I was like, no. Boy, I was drunk as a skunk out of my mind. Ugh. But they figured it out. They was like, yeah, he was drunk. I was like, well, yeah. But yeah, man. It was a terrible time. It was one of those times when I was like, I'm never drinking again. But shout out to this Jack Daniels. Let's get it.
Yo. Oh, my God. I had the same thing with raw sex. Wow. Yeah, oh. Wow. Never going to do it again.
I'm never doing that again.
You said I could put it away.
You said it sounded like macaroni.
You said I don't need this?
One baby ain't never killed nobody.
You seem honorable.
You seem my mom loves kids.
You seem honorable, Lemon Quisha.
You look like a great single mother. Yeah. Oh man, but how was your Thanksgiving? How was all the food and everything?
Oh man, yeah, it was good. Thanksgiving was cool, man.
It was cool. You was with the fam?
Yeah, I was with the family.
Cause you were supposed to go up north, but you ended up staying down here.
Yeah, I was supposed to go up north. Shout out to all my family up there. Mm-hmm. But my mom, she said by the time she wasn't gonna stay the night, so I would have wasted time by getting up there. By the time we would have took the train to meet her up there, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have been in time. True. So I just scrapped it. I'll probably be up there for all my North Jerseys. I'm definitely gonna try and make it up there around New Year's.
New Year's? Yeah. We should do a New Year's pod.
Hey, man.
Listen, we mobile now.
Hey, we mobile now.
We got the wheels.
It's looking like we pretty good. We got a nice little
Speaking of being mobile, though, we were supposed to have Nadira on today, but like we said, our schedule got messed up, and Nadira, she's verified on Twitter, so she's very hard to get in contact with.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And she's
she takes photo shoots with durags.
So. Yeah, like, did you see that shit? Yeah. Follow, what's her Instagram so people can follow her? Is it Nadira Simmons? Because she can just have her full name and everybody know. It's just Hi Nadira. Yeah, follow that.
Hi Nadira. Nadirah.
We'll be having her soon. Now we can have her even sooner than later.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get in contact with her, but we'll have her soon enough.
We are going to do that.
Yeah, but
in the meantime.
In the mean between.
There's been a lot of shit going down.
What's up?
This is what I want to talk about at first. This fucking Cameron shit.
Oh. Bruh.
This Mace.
Mace?
Cameron.
I remember. Mace, I didn't.
Bethea.
The preacher. The pastor.
Yes, Pastor Mace.
Son, he put all that shit down just to tell us that Cam used to fuck his sister.
And I was like,
wait, Cam was fucking his own sister. That was the one bar that really stood out. Because I was just listening, bobbing my head like, ooh, this shit is tough. This shit is tough. I heard you, and we not even going to mention the fact that you fucked your own sister. I was like, nigga, you just mentioned it.
I'm like,
we're going to talk about it.
I got chills.
Do you think, what do you think Cam is going to do? Like, well, did Cam say something? Is that what it was?
So, let's get to that. Let's review Cameron and beefs.
Yeah.
And altercations with people.
Yeah.
Not even just rappers.
Because there's a lot.
Cameron is a very, very, very petty individual.
Yes.
Like, it borders on, like, obsessive how petty this
is. Yeah, it's not good.
It's people where like, have commented on his IG saying, yo, that outfit is whack. And he will reply like, yo, you should kill yourself. And then I went on your IG, your fucking baby is ugly.
Oh my God.
That's what he did. This nigga made fun of somebody's mom for being dead on a track. Stan Spit. After his mother died, he said something to each other like, that's why your mom is dead.
Wow.
I think he apologized for that one.
He apologized?
I think for that one.
How do you even apologize?
It was a point in his mind where he was like, this is okay to say this.
Oh my God.
And like I saw on Twitter, people were saying this could get really ugly because these are two dudes that have known each other for a very, very long time.
And they have no filter, as we see.
Yeah. And I'm anxious to see what Cam has cooked up. People are saying he's in the studio. There's footage of him
for sure.
IG, in the studio. There's pictures. So it will be interesting to see. New York has been a buzz. New York hip-hop.
New York, it needs to come back. It hasn't been the same. They need to come back because for a minute, New York started to sound like Atlanta. And I feel like New York is finally starting to get the sound back.
Mm-hmm.
Because ASAP Mob could only do so much. Like, they were trying, but they're not your typical New York dudes.
ASAP don't get as...
And they're from Harlem. I feel like they don't claim New York as they should.
Like, they'll be, when people think New York hip-hop, nobody, like, automatically thinks ASAP.
Because it's easy to forget they're not...
For some reason, I don't know.
Because no, they're not, like... They're not like typical New York dudes. Like they're they're so different. Like they go, they went to art school and shit. Like them niggas aren't like regular New York dudes. And no, when you see,
they don't have a cocaine background.
Yeah, they don't. They don't wear like bubble coats and Tim's and New York fitteds. Like they wear like designer shit.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah, all that shit. Like,
you know what I'm saying, they're around at Fashion Week for real.
Yeah,
like the European Fashion Week, not that bootleg New York shit.
Exactly, but I mean, this is good for hip hop. It's good for New York.
Did you hear that? It's a Fab Jadakiss mixtape.
I did.
How is that?
It's really good, but
yeah,
I've heard like most of it, other than like three songs. Mm-hmm. But it's dope. Jadakiss was spitting some shit.
Right.
The whole theme of it is dope, like Freddy vs. Jason, because you know Fab, Jadakiss, FNJ, and that shit is just dope as hell, and I don't know. They were spitting, but if you know me, if you're like really cool, if you know me for sure, like my brother, like my brother Blair, shout out to him. But if you know me and Blair, neither one of us really fuck with Fab like that.
Understandable, but explain for the
I have nothing against him, but the first time me and Blair heard the Shawty is a 10 remix, right, with the Dream. Fab came on that shit. He was like, sugar, honey, iced tea. And me and my brother stopped what we were doing and looked at each other. And we were young as hell, too. We looked at each other like, fuck no. That was just like,
baby.
It was just the corniest shit we've ever heard. And ever since then, like, you can ask my brother right now, like, yo, you like Fabulous? And like, no. You ever heard a time you said, sugar, honey, ice? So we just never let that go. But I respect Fabulous's bars. I respect the fact that he can rap. And I respect his dress game.
Fab, to me, he has a lot of longevity.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't strike me as a person that makes good music. Just one of those dudes that, yo, like, yo, you can rap.
Yeah, I mean, I think he makes good music.
I mean,
he hasn't really put out a single in a minute. He's just been spitting because I don't feel like he doesn't care about the radio anymore because he used to, but now he doesn't. He just puts out his music because he has fans. He can do that shit now. Like, he has loyal fans.
I do respect about Fab is Fab is not afraid to put people on. Like, he definitely there's like new talent around.
Mm.
He definitely gives them shine. Like, he'll big them up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he real. Because I think he understands the fact that he's older now. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But he still has those loyal fans. I think he just turned 40, actually.
I'd rather somebody be, like, a Fab than somebody who's just old and just wants to be that old man on the lawn. Like, get off my lawn, you young. Like, I'd rather you be Fab. So, as much as Fab doesn't impress me, I'll never really...
Yeah.
Go out of my way to super duper slander him.
Yeah,
because it just like he embraces people. That
speaking of rappers though, did you see the shit about Moneybagg Yo?
Oh,
did you see all them
tweets?
These tweets, bro. Well, first of all, the whole situation with Rallo, and then I guess
Rallo is who now?
Rallo is a rapper from down there. I forget where exactly he's from. But what happened was Moneybagg Yo and Rallo were supposed to be in the club at the same time. I think they were both performing. Rallo shoves up to the club, and the club promoter is like, yo, you can't come in. Basically, that's what he's like, yo, you can't come in. Moneybagg Yo gave me $7,500 for me to tell you to not come in.
Oh, hell yeah. Nigga, you not coming in.
Exactly. And Rallo was like, well, what the fuck happened? I thought me and Moneybagg was cool. Like, why is he acting like this?
I ain't cool today, nigga.
Exactly. So, Rallo, it was just like, it was some weird shit. Rallo was like, I don't have no beef with him. I don't know why he's acting like this. It's whatever. Nigga, you're weird. And people were like, well, Moneybagg Yo been moving funny. Like, apparently he's been on some funny shit for a minute now.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess people were like, yo, let's see what type of funny shit he really been on. So people started digging up tweets about this nigga just ranting about dick. Like, multiple tweets. You can literally look up Moneybagg Yo dick. And tweets will come up, and he's going to be like, yo, I didn't. Wait, let me do this real quick. I should have had this already queued up, but we kind of going off a limb right here. We only got a couple minutes left. But
yo, this is, are we going to post this?
Yeah, we're going to post this.
And see what just,
Nick, yeah, what? Yeah, this is getting posted. Because why not? Let me, hold on, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it was really this some episode.
It was going 2.5.
Yeah, it's going to be 2.5 because it's not going to be that long. Oh my gosh. He said, I just got some good dick. I ain't worried about shit.
Mm.
He tweeted that in 2011. He got a couple in the club every club every week on a new nigga dick. And the thing is, the tweets that he was tweeting were like spread out like from different years. So it would be like 2011. 2013, 2014.
Oh, nigga, that was going to be my first question. No. Like, is this all just one random string of tweets from 2011? Like,
nope. It looked like, at first when I saw it, I was like, oh, this nigga got hacked. Uh-huh. And then when I start to check the timestamps, I'm like, he got hacked multiple times out throughout 4 years, 5 years.
Nah. Who's hacking Moneybagg Yo's account in 2011?
Listen, but once again, ain't nothing wrong with being gay. Ain't nothing wrong with, if you a man, you feel like sucking a little dick.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. If that's the life you want to live, you go ahead and live it. But if you're going to be on these tracks talking all this gangster shit about how you going to fuck somebody's bitch and kill some nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga.
I need some different bars.
Nigga. I don't know. Rap 2017 is just different. And these rappers are different.
Niggas iffy. Niggas are iffy.
Niggas super iffy. But this is just like, I don't know. You can't. I don't know, rap, I guess because rap was supposed to be such like a, such a manly, like, it's a sport, really. It's supposed to be like a manly sport.
It's a big ass pissing contest.
Exactly. You're supposed to be punching niggas in the face. You're supposed to be shooting niggas. You're supposed to be going to jail. And it's just like, when you see a nigga who's out here just like, getting fucked.
You challenge that.
It's like, damn.
Hip hop is one of those art forms where it's always going to catch criticism because it's not.
It's like a gladiator sport.
It's a gladiator sport in that it resists change a lot.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
It does. It resists it a lot. Yeah. So it hurts sometimes.
I feel like that's not even like a problem in rap. It's also a problem in the black community because, you know, being gay in the black community, it's still not easy. But,
Hell no.
10 years ago, 20 years ago, it was like, this nigga's gay. We gonna fuck him up, and it still is like that, but
niggas,
it's not.
Niggas like would think that, like, let's beat up a nigga.
They were literally just beating up niggas because they were gay. And I remember being little, and then we thought this one dude was gay. We would just call him gay all the time. We were bullying, but you know we didn't know no better. We was little, but now that I remember looking back on it, it's like,
yeah. When I look back at myself in high school,
yeah.
Disgusted with myself.
Oh man, we were
disgusted.
We were bad
with myself.
Like, just the things we said.
Yeah, man. Like,
but we woke now.
Yeah, we woke now. You know what I'm saying?
But it was just going along.
The Lord is working on all of us,
on every single one. So don't think you're safe.
Exactly.
But you know, when you look back on it and you see how how society is changing. And you can say things are like really PC, but that's just gonna come along with the territory of making things equal for everyone, as they should be.
Bro, that's like so. If I gotta take an L sometimes,
just
to get somebody some equal rights, then all right.
Exactly.
It's all about empathy for other people.
Yes.
But enough of this serious.
We all want the same thing.
Word. Enough of this serious shit. This ain't NPR, nigga.
It's not. No, we're going to get on. hello, how you doing? Welcome to the Not That Serious podcast. This is
we'll have Alderman Jones and from Mount from Mount Airy. Airy. Man, he's gonna like come a in. Like it's a book reading.
Oh my just God. Audio. Just we're gonna sit here and we're gonna talk about. you know, we're just gonna discuss social issues and boy.
Nah, nigga, let's get to the butt plugs.
Let's get yeah. let's get to the butt like, plugs.
How many fingers you put in that ass?
Speaking of butt plugs, listen. There was this tweet I seen. The dude.
I tweeted it.
No, it wasn't you.
Oh, okay.
You had to think about it because you're supposed to be wild.
Hey, man.
No, what? I've been seeing people talking about backshot air. Have you been? You haven't seen?
Excuse me.
They said there was one tweet when it was. He said when her backshot air stinks. And it was just like, he just put a face like,
backshot air.
You know, the air when you hit it from the back and it's just like that.
That sounds like a horrible Jordan.
And it's just the air. They said the air stinks.
The air stinks.
One dude said when her backshot air smells like pumpkin pie. And he had like the greater than signs. I said, well, she had a Glade plug-in in her butt.
Next time I have sex, I'll be on the lookout for it. That.
You're just going to be like,
I'm like, you know. I'll be on the lookout for that next time. Backshot air. Would you look at that? I'll be on the lookout for backshot.
What time is it? We got to skate.
Yeah, we got to skate up out here. It's a little mini episode. Yeah. So what do we call it?
It's a testing. 2.5.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll be back
in a week or two.
Not even. I say a week.
Well, you know, whenever we feel like it. We're trying to get on a more consistent schedule for y'all. We're working on it.
Exactly.
Bear with us. Thank you for all the support, everybody. Yep. Shout out to Garden Apparel.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody who listens. Check us out on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. Check us out on SoundCloud, NTS Pod. Twitter at NTS Pod. On Facebook, check us out on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Not That Serious. Searches, listen, rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars.
We only have 5 stars right now. Our rating is 5 stars.
Yeah.
We going to keep that and shit that at
one,
5.
0 stars. That was me. I did it on accident one time. I was being an ass. Well, shut up. Fuck these old iPhones. I swear, when the new iPhones come out, they be sending malware to the shit.
They do. That's some real shit.
My shit just be acting slow for no reason.
Listen, man.
But yeah, go on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars, 4 stars, anything lower than that. You can take the mouse.
Just
twist it sideways. Yeah, just shove it up. Yo.
Put it in your stinker.
thanks again. We'll be back whenever we come back. Peace.
Yeah.
Peace.
Okay. Bitch, we got the weight. I'm from the strip, that's why that bitch be down to play.
She down to play. She score.
Tony with the yay. My nigga got it, he a problem with the K.
He let it spray. He spray.
You niggas switching ways. Not in the streets and get the fuck up out the way.
Get out my way, my way.
Pay me what you weigh. Gon' need my profit, I'm gon' need my shit today.
Today you pay, you pay.
Careful what you say. My nigga shooters, ain't no way he'll catch a fade.
No way, Jose, no way.
Dutch is switching lanes. Ain't talking money, why the fuck they in my face?